Acts chapter 13.
In the congregation at Antioch in Syria, there were some prophets and teachers. They were Barnabas, Simeon, also called Black, Lucius from the city of Cyrene, Manaen, who had grown up with Herod Antipas the ruler, and Saul. They were all serving the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit said to them, "Appoint Barnabas and Saul for my service. I have chosen them to do a special work." Then the congregation fasted and prayed. They put their hands on Barnabas and Saul, and they sent them out. Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit. They went down to the city of Seleucia. Then they sailed from Seleucia to the island of Cyprus. When Barnabas and Saul came to the city of Salamis, they were proclaiming God's message in the Jewish synagogues. John Mark went along to help them. They went across the whole island to the town of Paphos. In Paphos, they met a Jewish man who did tricks of black magic. His name was Bar-Jesus. He said he was a prophet, but he was not. Bar-Jesus always stayed close to Sergius Paulus, the governor. Sergius Paulus was a wise man. He asked Barnabas and Saul to come to him. He wanted to hear God's message. But Elymas, the magician, opposed Saul and Barnabas. Elymas is the name for Bar-Jesus in the Greek language. Elymas tried to turn the governor away from the faith. However, Saul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul's other name was Paul. Paul looked straight at Elymas and said, "You son of the devil, you are an enemy of everything which is right. You are full of all kinds of evil tricks and lies. You always try to turn the Lord's truths into lies. Now look, the Lord will touch you, and you will be blind. For a time you won't be able to see the light which comes from the sun." Then everything quickly became dark for Elymas. He walked around lost, trying to find someone to lead him by the hand. When the governor saw this, he believed. He was amazed at the teaching of the Lord. Paul and those who were with him sailed away from Paphos. They went to Perga, a town in Pamphylia. But John Mark left them. He went back home to Jerusalem. They continued their trip from Perga and went to Antioch, a city in Pisidia. In Antioch, on the Sabbath day, they went into the Jewish synagogue and sat down. Sections of the law of Moses and the writings of the prophets were read aloud. Then the leaders of the synagogue sent a message to Paul and Barnabas. "My brothers, if you have something to say which will help the people here, please speak." Paul stood up. He raised his hand and said, "Men of Israel, and you other people who also worship the one true God, please listen to me. The God of our people Israel chose our ancestors. God made his people great during the time that they lived in Egypt as strangers. God brought them out of that country with great power. For about 40 years in the desert, God was patient with them. He destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, giving their land to his people. All of this happened in about 450 years. After this, God gave judges to our people until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king. God gave them Saul, the son of Kish. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was king for 40 years. After God removed Saul, he made David their king. God vouched for David. David, the son of Jesse, is the man I like. He will do all the things I want him to do. God has brought one of David's descendants to Israel to be their savior. He is Jesus. God had promised to do this. Before Jesus came, John proclaimed to all the people of Israel. John told the people to change their hearts and to be immersed. As John was finishing his work, he always used to say, "Who do you think I am? I am not the Messiah. But listen, he is coming later. I'm not worthy to untie his shoes. My brothers, sons in the family of Abraham, and you non-Jews who also worship the true God, listen. The news about this salvation has been sent to us. The Jews living in Jerusalem and the Jewish leaders did not realize it. The words that the prophets wrote about the Messiah were read to the Jews every Sabbath day, but they did not understand. The Jewish leaders condemned the Messiah. When they did this, They made the words of the prophets come true. They couldn't find any real reason why he should die, yet they asked Pilate to kill him. These Jews did all the things that the scriptures said about him. Then they took him down from the cross of wood and put him in a tomb. But God raised him up from death. After this, for many days, Jesus was seen by those who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to the people. We are telling you the good news. God made a promise to our fathers. We are their descendants, and God has made this promise come true for us. God did this by raising Jesus from death. We also read about this in the second Psalm. You are my son. Today I have become your father. God raised Jesus from death. Jesus will never go back to the grave and decay. So God said, I will give you the sure and holy promises which I made to David. But in another place, God says, you will not let the body of your Holy One decay in the grave. But David did God's will during his own generation. Then he died. David was buried with his fathers, and his body did decay. However, the one whom God raised from death did not decay. Brothers, you must understand what we are telling you. You can have forgiveness of your sins through this man. The law of Moses could not make you right with God, but everyone who believes the good news is made right. The prophet said something would take place. Be careful. Don't let this happen to you. Look, you people who doubt, wonder, and die. During your time, I will do something which you won't believe. You wouldn't believe it even if someone were to explain it to you. While Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people were begging them to come back on the next Sabbath day and tell them more about these things. After the meeting, many converts to the Jewish faith, who worship the one true God, and many of the Jews followed Paul and Barnabas. Paul and Barnabas were persuading them to continue living in the gracious love of God. On the next Sabbath day, almost all the people in the city came together to hear the message of the Lord. The Jewish leaders saw the crowds there, so they became very jealous. They said some terrible things and argued against the words which Paul said. But Paul and Barnabas were very bold. They said, "It was necessary that we speak God's message to you Jews first, but you won't listen. You are deciding that you are unworthy of having eternal life. Therefore, look, we will now go to the people of other nations. This is what the Lord God commanded us to do. I have made you a light for other nations, so that you may show the way of salvation to people all over the world." When the non-Jewish people heard Paul say this, they were happy. They gave honor to the Lord's message, and many of the people believed the message. These were the people appointed to have eternal life. And so the message of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole country. But the Jewish leaders stirred up some of the important religious women and the leaders of the city to oppose Paul and Barnabas. They were angry. These people persecuted them and threw them out of town. So Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet. Then they went to the town of Iconium. The followers of Jesus in Antioch were happy and full of the Holy Spirit.